Blog Talk Radio.
Touch from you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. You want to pray for us, Sister Paige? Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
amen.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
Lord,
you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, to your
yes,
will,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
to
we
your
thank
will.
You. We thank
yes,
you. We thank you.
Morning,
Lord,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
we thank you. We thank you.
Your will be done, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Your will be done this morning, Lord, in our lives, Lord. Have your way this morning, Lord, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, your way is the best way, Lord, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For
bless
your
the
goodness,
word
Lord.
Today, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord, for
bless,
your
bless the people
Lord.
Today, Lord.
Oh, thank you for your
bless the people
Lord.
Today, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
heal the nation today, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Heal the nation.
Oh,
hallelujah,
thank
Lord.
You, hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
heal
you,
us, O oh, Lord. Heal us, Lord. COVID, Lord. Check us, Lord. Yes, we bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord. Bless us, Lord.
Bless
us, Lord.
Bless
us,
Lord.
We lift you up,
Lord.
We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Yes, Lord. Come on up, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for being faithful, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
First all over.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Availed much, so we thank God that these prayers are availing, and we give God praise this morning. Amen.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah. Come on, y'all just praise
Hallelujah.
God out there this morning.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, give the Lord a hand praise.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That you realize if it had not been for God was on your side,
thank you, Lord.
You would have perished long time ago. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank God
Amen.
For being a miracle worker.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I always use this thing here for one of my brothers. I think about Brother Prevost when he went to the hospital. And I thought about it. I said I was going to use that as an example when he went to the hospital. And he was there and he was saying, "But Lord, I thought you was a God of signs, wonders, and miracles. Where be the miracles, amen, that they spoke about in the old?"
Yes, Lord.
And then he said that the Lord spoke to him and said, he said, "Well, how when you came into this hospital, how high did you say your blood pressure was?" And he said, "Well, it was 247 over 147 or something like that, amen." And you know what? It was very high. It was very, very high. It was enough that it should have knocked him out, amen. Or it could have gave him a stroke and killed him. And then he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, "Well, if your blood pressure is that high, it's a miracle that you're still living. Praise
amen.
God. Come on, somebody. Amen." You see, a lot of times we don't realize that God is working miracles for us every day, and we don't even realize it. Amen.
It
just because we didn't see something spectacular take place, it didn't mean that God wasn't working. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. If you drove down the road today and made it home safe, it was a miracle that you made it home safe, because many drive home and don't make it home. Amen.
Amen.
Many get off the highway and don't make it home. So we got to always be willing to give some praise to God, and not for the things, the spectacular things, but even for the small things. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so I thank God for the small things that I don't want to take anything for granted.
Hallelujah.
Every day I wake up, it's a miracle. Amen.
Amen.
And the reason it's a miracle, because many laid down last night and didn't wake up this morning. It's a miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. The devil could have took your life in your sleep last night while you slept in slumber, but the God, well, he kept you. Amen.
Amen.
And we keep wanting to talk about that. He kept you. Amen. And if it wasn't for the Lord, that person would have killed you that time when they pulled a gun on you. They would have killed you, but he kept you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you didn't realize that was God's miracle right there. Amen. He's the keeper, amen. Unto him that is able to do what? To keep you from falling, amen.
Yeah,
and present you faultless before his presence with exceedingly joy. And so thank God this morning. Thank God this morning to all of you on Facebook, online this morning. Look, I give praise to God for all of you joining us today. And I appreciate you just showing up and coming on, supporting us. Amen. This is the Care Church, amen, in Arlington, Texas. And we just thank you for joining in with us. Amen. Praise God. You know, this morning, last night, you know, I sat down and began to wonder what were we going to talk about today. And I thought, you know, what are we going to talk about? Amen. And so I started thinking about last night when we said, well, We think about what's going on in the world today. We got bitterness in the world. We got so many people that are bitter today. Amen. Bitter. We got bitter people today. Amen. And they're being plagued with the bitterness. And they don't even realize their problems and their situation. And they don't realize some of the things they're suffering in. They're suffering stems from bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's just read a scripture, amen, to get us in tune with it, amen. Hebrews chapter 12. It's more scripture, but I'm just going to read this to get started with the scripture, amen. Hebrews chapter 12, I believe it's verse 14, amen. We want to talk about bitterness today, amen, bitterness.
Amen.
And how bitterness will affect you, amen.
Amen.
People are being affected by bitterness, amen.
Amen.
And they're having problems, but they don't know what the problem is, and it really extends from bitterness, amen. What does that say, 12 and
14?
I think it's 14, yeah.
Follow peace with all men.
Follow peace with all men.
And holiness. Without which no man
shall
see the Lord.
And holiness, without no man shall see the Lord. Read on.
Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble. Any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. And thereby many be defiled.
He said the bitterness, the root of bitterness springing up, therefore, what do they do to you? They trouble
and
you.
They trouble you.
And they defile you, amen. Praise
yes.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I just want to talk about get rid of the root of bitterness. Get rid of your bitterness, amen.
Amen.
Get rid of your bitterness.
Amen.
Amen. Because bitterness is what defiles you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to look at it and see what Jesus said about. Jesus talked about what defiles a man, amen.
Yes.
He said it's not what goes into your mouth or your belly that defiles you, but it's one of the things that come out, amen. It's what defiles you. And here it is, we can see bitterness will defile a man, amen.
Yes.
Bitterness. Hallelujah. And normally people become bitterness because of, I looked it up here. It says it's because of offenses.
Amen.
Or they feel like they was violated and what was done to them wasn't right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There was a break in moral rules. You thought what they did was really obnoxious. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Or what was done to you. And hallelujah. It's when you feel that you've been transgressed again. In other words, you feel like you've been done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people who feel like they've been done wrong. And speaking, you might say that you was done wrong, amen, but you can't let the wrong that was done to you affect your life forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Jesus speaks about, forgiveness, amen. That we got to learn how to forgive. Jesus was done wrong, amen. He was suffering on the cross, amen. He was beaten unmerciful, amen. And he was pierced in his side. Although his beard plucked out, but even though he was done wrong, but yet on the cross, the thing that came out of his mouth, Father, forgive them. What? They don't know what they were doing, amen. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
You see, the way we get rid of bitterness in life sometimes, even though we've been done wrong, amen, you got to say to God, Lord, forgive them. They didn't know what they was doing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you don't want to walk around with this bitterness, because bitterness will be like a root. You know, we talk about a root, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus talked about, he was talking about how we get offended and how we don't forgive. We can walk in unforgiveness. He talked about a sycamore tree. Amen. And the sycamore tree, he talked about if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to the sycamore tree, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so what he was saying,
that thing can be rooted up.
Yes, amen.
By simply, amen, saying, Lord, I forgive them, amen. A word can be spoken in faith, and that thing can be rooted up. You see, it don't do any good to cut the things off. When you cut a sycamore tree down, you can't just cut the top off of it.
Okay.
Because of its root system, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because of its deep root system. As you see, the roots of a sycamore tree, as Jesus talked about in Luke chapter 17, verse 6, he talked about the sycamore tree. The reason he mentioned the sycamore tree, because the roots of a sycamore tree will be just as deep as it is tall.
Amen.
If the tree goes 30 foot tall, the roots will go deep 30 feet. And so in order to destroy that tree, you got to dig up the roots. If you don't dig up the roots, you got to do like Jesus. Jesus spoke to the fig tree and it died by the root. It was the only way you was going to get rid of the thing is that you got to get the root of it. What is the root cause of the things that's going on in your life?
Yes, hallelujah.
But there's a reason why that you act the way you act. There's a reason why you do what you do. There's a reason why. Amen. You're bitter. There's a reason why you're angry. Amen. There's a reason why of all these things. And Jesus said, you need to get down to the root of the thing so you can get rid of it.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I had a young man that I know. Amen. He grew up, and when he was young, his daddy wasn't in his life.
Mm-hmm.
His father wasn't in his life. And
yes.
He grew up being bitter. Because he seems like that his father rejected him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you feel like you're being rejected, you can become bitter because if you think that nobody loves you, amen, you become bitter on the inside because you're feeling that nobody loves you, amen. But you can recognize the reason we need the word of God and the reason we need Jesus because we already know somebody loves us because what?
Amen.
For God so loved the world, he gave his son to prove that he loved you. So you can't go around if you've been saved in God saying that nobody loves you because God loves you and you can't let the devil get to you because he's using that as it to give you an excuse to continue being the way that you are.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, he had this bitterness because his father didn't show him any attention when he was small. And he was bitter over that because he felt like everybody else had a daddy and he didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he had one, but the father didn't involve himself in his life.
Right.
And so he was upset because and angry. He became angry and became jealous because these other people had things that he didn't have. Other people had daddies and he didn't have one. Other people had their father in his life. And therefore, the root of bitterness grew up in him. And that bitterness that was inside him drove him to drinking.
Amen.
See, he don't know why he was drinking, but he's drinking because he's got bitterness in him.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when bitterness starts and it take root, amen, it also brings other things along with the bitterness, amen.
Yes.
And therefore, what? He was angry inside,
mm-hmm.
amen.
Amen.
And he felt jealous because somebody else was getting some attention that he wasn't getting, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what the root of bitterness does.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even though with this anger, he drank, and then he was angry.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get along with people. And he didn't know why he was like that. He didn't know why he was being driven to drinking, amen. And the reason he was being driven to drinking is because he was bitter on the inside. Hmm? It's a lot of us bitter inside because of things that happened in the past. What your daddy said about you a long time ago. You know, your daddy told you wasn't going to be nothing. You wasn't going to amount to nothing. You wasn't going to accomplish anything. And because of those words that came from your father, you became bitter inside and you resented your father. But you see, whenever you get into resentment, amen, you're going to get into hatred also.
That's right. Amen.
Then you begin to hate your father. And then when you begin to hate your father, amen, you begin to resent your father, and all these things, emotions begin to crawl up on the inside of you. couldn't go. Those things begin to defile. And the Bible says wine is a mockery. Strong drink will put you into a rage. Mm-hmm. And those who are deceived thereby is not wise. Mm-hmm. And this same person, amen, even with his child, because of that bitterness, she said something to trigger something in him. And he went off on his child. And now he needs mercy. Mm-hmm. Because he acted foolishly, just like his daddy acted foolishly. And now he wants everybody to forgive him. Mm-hmm. But yet he thinks that he had a right to hold something against his brother, to hold something against your sister. You think you have a right now to hold something against somebody when God has forgiven you the things that you did against him. This is where the equilibrium comes in. We have to realize that, amen, I've got to walk in forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Because if I don't walk in forgiveness, I'm going to be bitter on the inside. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And God wants you to deliver. He came to deliver you from that. Amen. He came to set you free. Stop you from walking like that. Amen. You see, the root of your problem could be you're still resenting something your daddy said to you.
Yes.
You still have resentment of something your mother said to you. You're still resenting something that was done to you that you didn't feel that was morally right. And now you're bitter on the inside. You don't walk in joy anymore. You always got your head down. You always seem to be by yourself. You think nobody cares about you. Amen. When God cares about you, amen, you're just bitter on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. So here this brother now, he needs to forgive you. Because he has acted foolish out of his anger.
Yes, he did.
And the root of the thing is that it's unforgiveness. The root of his problem is he walking in unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dangerous thing to walk in unforgiveness, amen.
Amen.
But because that thing can get so rooted, that thing can take root and get so deep in you that you can't get rid of it sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's why the Hebrew 15 used an example of Esau. Esau felt like Jacob did him wrong. Like Jacob stole something from him, amen. And he became bitter. He was bitter, amen, of the thing that took place. And even when you look at Esau today, it's that thing was so deep. 5,000 years later, Esau is still hating Israel. 5,000 years of hatred has been rooted in him. You can't get the root out. And even though the Bible said Esau sought it with tears but couldn't find no place of repentance, I'm saying you better get rid of your bitterness.
Amen.
Before it destroys you. You better repent of that hatred that you have against that person, what they did to you.
That's right. That's right. Right.
You can't be holding things against nobody.
Right.
Because God don't hold anything against you. When you repent, he doesn't hold anything against you, amen. Even Jesus didn't hold when they killed him on the cross. He didn't hold it against them.
Amen.
And here we are walking, think we have a right. We have to be careful with that, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I had another person, amen, it's a woman, amen, that, praise God, she didn't realize she had bitterness in her until I got to talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she resented, she hated her mother. And she seemed like her mother. Mad, upset with her mother. Had resentment against her mother. And the reason for it, now let me tell you the reason for it. The reason for her resentment, man, was that when she was little, come out of mute your phone, please. All that noise, mute your phone. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So, somebody, amen, when she was growing up, she thought that her mother loved her sister more than she did her.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, because she thought that her mother loved her sister more, she started not only resenting her mother, she started resenting her sister.
Amen.
Because she thought her sister was getting more attention than she was. Mm-hmm. And she was walking around with hatred in her. Emotional. She was an emotional person. Full of emotion because of the bitterness that was down in her. And the hatred that she had against her mother. And when I talked to her about it, she said, you know, I don't like my mother. I said, why you don't like your mother? She said, well, my mother, amen, she treated my sister better than she did me. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, here you go, feeling, the emotional feeling. I felt like, amen, that she didn't like me. Nobody, she didn't care as much about me as she did her sister. Because, see, it seemed like my mother always was talking better about my sister than she was me. You see how these things get down in you?
Amen.
She was talking more about her than she was me. And so I started resenting my sister. And all of a sudden, because I thought that she even got in competition with her sister. They compete. If the sister got a car, she'd try to buy one better than the sister because her mother had told her, amen, that thought that's what her mother was saying, that she was going to be better. Your sister's going to be better than you, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that started that emotions on the inside of you, and you wonder why you're so competitive with your sisters. You're competitive with your brother because that's just a bitterness down on the inside of you, amen? You felt like you were less than. You wasn't as much, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And God said, you got to change your thinking about these things and get rid of the bitterness. Those things got you bound. Those things got you an emotional wreck.
Amen.
It's because you just won't forgive and let it go.
Yes.
You say, well, I can't. No, you see, that's one thing you're wrong about, amen. The Bible said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened me. Come on, somebody. Amen. You see, we have to realize anger is a choice, amen. Hate is a choice, amen. It's not something that you have to do. It's something that you are doing, but you have a choice about the matter, and you need to choose life rather than death because bitterness only leads to death.
Right. That's right.
You're still fooling with going along with that stuff. And then finally she went back and told her mother. After I talked to her, she told her mother about it. And her mama said, baby, I didn't know that. I didn't know you felt that way. It was never my intention to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally forgave her mother, amen. And then some of those emotions she had finally left. She said, I finally feel relieved now because I've been carrying that around with me. From the time she was 16 years old and she was 50 years old, she was still carrying those mixed emotions on the inside of her because of the bitterness that she felt because of something she thought she had been violated.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Your thoughts. It's all in your thoughts, amen.
Amen.
You're not thinking right, amen, toward your brother. You're not thinking right toward your sister, amen. You're not thinking right toward people, and therefore you're still holding resentment inside of you. And now you're bitter on the inside. Let me talk about some symptoms of bitterness sometime, amen,
mm-hmm.
that people face sometime, amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Well, one thing about whenever people have a little bitterness is they have a little root of it, amen. Praise God. They always blame everybody else for their own situation.
Mm-hmm.
They want to blame you even for their own shortcoming.
Amen.
They want to blame you, the reason they do something.
Mm-hmm.
They want to blame you. They always going to put it on somebody else. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, the reason I do it, it was your fault that I did this. No, 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 no. You just want to blame somebody because you don't want to be corrected yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You want to hold on to that thing that you want to. They're always blaming somebody else for their own problems. The reason I liked it was my mama did this. My daddy, it was my daddy's fault. It was my job's fault. And you never took responsibility for what you were supposed to do.
That's right.
People in bitterness, they always can see everybody else's fault, but they can't see their own.
Mm-hmm.
They can always point out you because they want you to be just like them. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. If they're miserable, they want you to be miserable also. Amen. They don't want to see you having a joyful experience, and because they're bitter, they want you to be bitter also.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't like somebody, if they don't like somebody, they don't want you to like that person either because of their own bitterness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If they get mad with somebody, they expect for you to be mad with them. But that's the way people got bitterness in them. Amen.
Amen.
When you're bitter on the inside, you don't want people to be happy. You want everybody to be just like you.
Yes, yes.
They want you to be miserable like them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see you getting up and having joy, they have a problem with it. Another thing about a person that's got a little bitterness in them, they always criticize. They're critical people.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they're critical because when they grew up, their parents criticized them all the time. Rather than giving them acclamation, amen, they criticized them all the time. They didn't feel like they could do nothing right. Everything they tried to do, it just wasn't good enough for the parents. Just wasn't good enough for your daddy. Wasn't good enough for your mom. No matter how you did it, the best that you can do it, yet it still wasn't good enough. And now you've been raised up, now you're the same way.
Amen.
You criticize everything. Got a critical spirit, and you don't know why you got it. You got it from your past, amen. That's why we got to root that thing out right now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get rid of that spirit, amen, that critical spirit. Rather than to find something good to say about it, no matter what it is, you're going to find something negative to say. They're always negative about everything. Bitterness, bitter spirit, amen, negative about everything. Amen.
Amen.
Gonna find something, amen. Gonna find something to criticize. No matter what the person has done or how good they did it. It could have been one piece of paper left on the corner there, on the corner of the table. One little piece of paper, one little small piece. And out of all the good things that they did, they're gonna come and criticize that one piece because they got a critical spirit, because they never felt that they could do anything right, and because they didn't feel that they could do anything right. They don't feel that you can do anything right. They got to make you just like them.
Mm-hmm.
Bitterness, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A lot of your habits are sprung up from bitterness. Amen. Mm-hmm. You see, you can't drink that thing away. This guy that I tell you, he tried to drink here. He's been trying to drink his away all his life. But as soon as he wake up the next morning, he got the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
He got a worse problem now.
Right.
And all he has to do is go back to the root, forgive your daddy. Simple thing, amen.
Right.
Forgive the person that did it to you,
mm-hmm.
rather than to be bitter, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People that are bitter, amen. Things they was violated when they was young, and they're holding that against the person. And they think by holding that against the person, that helps them, and not realize that that is what's destroying them, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Even when Stephen in the Bible, I think it's a seventh chapter of the book of Acts, even when Stephen was being stoned and they were stoning him, and he looked up and saw the Lord on the right hand of glory of the Father, amen. He saw him there, and then the first thing he said, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Because he didn't want even to die having an unforgiving spirit in him, because he know if he die in that way, God wasn't going to forgive him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to say you got to forgive, amen. You can't keep holding things against people. You got to let it go. It's almost like carrying a dead man around. Anybody know? When you carry, you know, what they used to do back in the old days, they say in the old days, if you kill somebody, amen, they would take that dead man and tie him to your back.
Mm-hmm.
And you would walk around carrying a dead man all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That is the way unforgiveness is. Unforgiveness is like carrying a dead man around. Amen. Hallelujah. And then if you carry that man, that dead man on your back too long, after a while, his body began to decompose. Amen. And when his body started to decompose, then that stuff would get in you.
Thank you.
And the next thing you know, Because of the decomposed getting in you, that same dead man you was carrying around would kill you. I'm trying to say, if you're walking in unforgiveness, you're carrying a dead man around.
Amen.
And you wonder why we come up and have all these different sickness and disease is because you continue to carry a dead man. Not a dead man, but a dead thing, amen. When you said a dead thing is something that is over now and forgotten. It's in the past right now. It's a dead thing. And Paul said, forget about the things that are behind you and start reaching forth to something in before you, amen. Forget about that stuff in your past.
Amen.
That's what Jesus came to forgive you for your past, so you don't have to keep running back to try to see what's behind you. And rather than looking for what's behind you, you can look forth to your future, amen. If you don't get rid of that stuff, you won't have no future. Your future is in Jesus. And the way Jesus did it, he said for us to do it, he forgave his enemies. He was willing to even die for the wrong, even though he was right. Are you with me here, amen?
Amen. Amen.
You can't hate for somebody. One thing you can't do, you can't hate somebody you pray for and be sincere. Can't do it. Because, see, if you go to God and you know God is truth and he know whether you're truth being truthful when you pray or not,
mm-hmm.
you can't deceive God. Well, I'm praying for him. Can't hate nobody you pray for. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, pray for your enemies. Amen. Those who have missed you to be, pray for them, amen. If you start praying for them, amen, pretty soon you'll learn how to love them even in spite of. Rather than to walk around with your bitterness, amen. Jesus don't want you to have bitterness, amen. He wants you to repent, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Maybe somebody did violate you, amen. They did you wrong, amen. But you can't live the rest of your life thinking about what was done in the past.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, we have to come to a place to realize that everything worked together for your good. That whatever that happened in your past, God will turn it around and use that thing to promote you with it. That's the way God works, amen. And so you got to let it go. Don't let that thing destroy you, amen. Don't let that bitterness get so deep in you that you can't get rid of it. Don't let that thing drive you to drinking. People don't have peace. Well, you know, we got a lot of people can't have. We got some people who got a little bitterness and they can't have no relationship with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people is not in a relationship with anyone because of something that happened in their past.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They got violated in their past. The person that should have been protected was the one that violated them.
Amen.
And so now they don't trust anybody. Amen. But if you don't trust in people, you can trust in the Lord, amen.
Amen.
And if you obey the word and do what the word says, you can trust in God, and God will turn that thing around for you if you would believe the word. And now you can't trust nobody, amen. And so now you can't even be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You want a man in your life, but you can't marry him because you don't trust nobody no more. Because you still got that root down in you of the thing that took place in you long time ago. It's still there haunting you every time you look around. It's haunting you, amen. Then drove you to drinking, and now you can't even be in a relationship with nobody because you don't trust anybody, amen.
Amen.
But just how do we say the thing? One monkey don't stop no show, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. One thing, one bad thing in your life shouldn't stop all the good things. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One bad experience should stop all the experience in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Right now. Amen.
That somewhere you got to trust, love, and trust somebody. And so now you can put your life on hold because of your past experience.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even move forward because you're still looking at what happened. Because you can't trust nobody no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to marry you, but you can't marry him because you don't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely, one thing you definitely ain't going to give, you a woman who's been violated, she's definitely not going to be submitted to him. No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't submitting because of that
violation.
She was violated. And she can't submit herself to nobody because of the violation, because she's thinking that somebody else is going to violate her. Amen. Going to violate her. And therefore, she don't trust nobody anymore because she still got a root of bitterness, and the thing that she thought she had let go, she still got it.
Mm-hmm.
She don't want to drink, but she's drinking, trying to get over something. She don't want to smoke weed, but they're smoking weed trying to, what do you call it? Got to try to get rid of the pain. Otherwise, it's a pain. And the thing that your pain is so bad, you're trying to get something to ease the pain, amen, that's on the inside of you, not knowing that Jesus is the only one that can ease your pain. Because if you look and see what he did for you, and then you can likewise accept his goodness, accept his grace, accept his mercy, and when we do that, it'll ease your pain because you'll recognize Jesus went through the same thing I went through, and he said I'm supposed to go through the same thing he went through, and therefore what I went through, amen, if Jesus suffered, I've suffered also, and now I've got the wounds and the scars to prove it.
Amen. That's right.
You see, when we identify with Jesus, we identify with Jesus by the scars.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, you got some scars in your life, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And the scars that is in your life, you identify with Jesus because you have suffered something. You have gone through something. Amen. And because you've gone through something, amen, the God say, I want you to turn that around now and use that to bring somebody else through the same thing you went through.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Use your pain to get somebody else delivered. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Use the experience that you went through to bring somebody else through. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus used this experience so he could deliver us. Amen. He suffered like as we are suffering. Amen. That he might know how to help us. Amen. And realize all the things that God allowed you to experience is those things he allowed you to suffer so you can be able to help somebody else that's going through the same thing.
Amen. Amen.
Not let it ruin your life in bitterness, but use the negative, amen, to push you forward, amen, into something positive.
Amen.
If your mama told you you wasn't going to do it, you should have set your goal out to do what she said you couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
If your daddy said you wasn't going to be, you should have stepped out, amen, to make sure you become so you can make what he said a liar. You're going to let God be true and everybody become a liar because if God said I can do it, I can do all things through God because I am who he said that I am.
Right.
Not by my will, but by the grace of God.
Amen.
I'm not going to let this thing hold me down.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on, when are you going to speak up and say, I'm not going to let this thing hold me down anymore, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let this thing rule over me anymore because what? That thing becomes dominant in your life if we don't get rid of it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus came to deliver people with problems.
Right.
I don't know where we get this from and think everything's supposed to be a bed of roses all the time, but Jesus came to deliver people that had problems.
Yes.
Anybody that don't have no problems don't need Jesus.
Right.
I thank God I need him. Amen. Praise God, because I got a lot of them. I'm saved, but I still got a lot of problems. But I sure don't have as many as I used to have. But thank God that he's delivering me. Amen. And I don't want no bitterness to get in me about anything. I don't want to hate nobody.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, as soon as she sat down and talked it out with her mother, and she talked it out with her sister, now she's in peace. She's been delivered, amen.
Mm-hmm.
She's not dealing with those emotions that she used to have, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she's been set free from it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I said Jesus set her free from it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here's another thing when people got some rid of bitterness. They can't stand correction.
Mm-hmm.
People who got a root of bitterness can't stand correction. Amen. See, because normally there are people who was overcorrected when they was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Can I hear say there's a thing called overcorrection? Yeah, overcorrection.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And therefore now, when someone tells you something, the first thing they do, they jump to conclusion. So you'll know somebody who's been bitter because you can just start talking about something and all of a sudden they'll get convicted by the speech, by what you're talking about, and think it's them. Are you talking about me? Well, what made you think I was talking about you? I don't know. You just said that. I'm just using people. I'm just talking to you, man. That's people of bitterness, amen.
Amen.
They've been overcorrected. They was overcorrected somehow, amen. And everything you say, they think that you're saying it about them. They think you're always talking about them because they got a spirit of bitterness in them, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so when we realize we got a spirit of bitterness in there, it affects your relationship because nobody can deal with that.
Amen.
That's right.
Hey, man, praise God.
Amen.
And so that lets you know that there was something in their past, amen, that happened to them in their past that they haven't dealt with it yet. It's still rooted in them. They haven't brought it up yet, and they haven't dealt with it yet. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So God saying today, you need to deal with your past, amen, and root that thing out and cut it down by the root and root that thing up so that you can get rid of that thing and walk free in Christ Jesus because it will affect your life and relationship the rest of your life.
Amen. Preach.
Mm-hmm. And so therefore, we talk about root of bitterness, unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And not only about unforgiveness, what's the other word? When Jesus said that offense.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. He talked about offenses.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the 17th chapter. He said offenses will come, must come.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Offenses must come. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to realize you're going to be offended no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be offended. He said it must come. But woe to them through who they come. But offense is going to come.
That's right.
And because you already know they're coming, you need to make preparation for the offenses that you already know you're going to come. And don't let the offenses move you one way or the other way because you need to realize feel the person that offended me.
Amen.
I'm not going to hold what he said against me. Against him, amen. But I'm going to let it go. Amen.
Yeah.
And so God wants us to release our offenses, amen. Somebody offended you, start praying for the person that offended you, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
I'm talking about bitterness there. And look, I root of bitterness today, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving a little bit. Go to the book of Ephesians. We're going to get back over to the bitterness. Ephesians chapter 4, I believe. Come on, we're going to get a scripture on this, amen, so we can get something. Let me see, Ephesians. Hallelujah. See, we talk about Jesus, talk about the things that come out of your mouth. It's the things that defile you, amen. Start at verse 29 and through 31. Oh, and 32. Listen to what Paul gives an example of people who got a little bitterness in them. He said, we need to do something about it. Amen. What has Paul said that?
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
Don't let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth because bitter people always is gossiping. They always want to gossip about somebody else because they don't want their own flaws to be seen, so they want to expose somebody else's flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? You hear what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They always want to expose somebody else because they want somebody else in the same boat that they're in. Bitter people, amen. Got a little root of bitterness in them, amen. I'm not saying they're all together gone, but I'm just trying to say the gossip, amen. Bad communication. They always say evil communication corrupt good manners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And bitter people is going to be bitter. Bitterness going to come out because that's what's in them, bitterness, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be bitter against everybody else. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, amen, bitterness today. I say God wants to deliver us. Read on, Sister Paige. Amen. Let me.
But that which is good to the youth or edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Say, we need whatever comes out needs to be edified. And what I was talking about earlier when we talked about edification, I said, build a people, amen. They're always going to, Lord, have mercy. Can't think of the word now, amen. When we talk about criticize, they always criticize things, amen. It's that they're supposed to be edified, but yet they're criticized. They always cut you down, amen. You have to be careful with bitter people, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Bitter wives, amen. They always gonna go tell everybody else the bad thoughts of their husband, but they don't ever tell their own.
Amen.
They're always gonna show everybody how dirty he is and how unrighteous he is, but you don't tell about your own.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, because you want to put the fault, you want to put the blame on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And not look at yourself first.
Amen.
I had a sister tell me, she said, you know, I'm divorced now, but I realized some of my faults. And some of my faults, amen, that a lot of things I should have let go, that I held on to it. And then I became critical of my mate, and now he's gone. She see it now. She see it that she wasn't right all the time. Wrong concepts. Wrong idea about things. She was wrong. She recognized she was wrong. But she didn't get to see it until everything was done and over. But she had everything, had all the fingers pointed at him. And it wasn't his fault. It was her own.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the lack of what she didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was bitter. She wasn't raised up with no daddy, so she was bitter. She was used to being the chief. And when you used to being the chief, amen, when you get married to somebody, you still want to be the chief and not recognize that your position has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Bitter folks will stand up to take the position of being chief even when they know they're not.
Amen.
Greed on. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
Don't be grieving the Holy Spirit by doing something wrong you already know is wrong. Greed on.
Whereby ye are sealed to the day of redemption.
Uh-huh.
And all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all matters.
So put that stuff away, he said. Put the bitterness away. Get rid of it. Get to the root of it. Go back and look for the root of it. See where it came from. See why you rooted it in there. Go back and look. Sometimes God said we have to go back and look at the tree to see where the acorn falls. They don't fall too far from the tree, they say, amen. You go back and look, amen. Look at your past sometime, but the things that you came through and realize you will see where that came from, amen. If you go back to the root of it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you got to kill things by the root. Got to see where it came from.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody was talking about some sickness in their bodies, amen. They said it was what's called hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
It was hereditary. And they went back and looked at the parents to see where they came from. Come on, amen.
Amen.
So a lot of times we got to go back and look at your parents to see where something came from.
Amen.
Why the reason you're the way that you are is because of where it came from, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Came from your past, amen. Hallelujah. You got to get rid of those past demons, amen. Those demons that haunt you, those words that is haunting you. And Jesus said, you can overcome by the words of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb, amen. That's how we overcome. We've got to talk against that thing and speak against it and declare that thing not to be so in order to overcome it.
Amen.
Read on, sister.
And be ye kind one to
another. Be kind. Be kind one to the other, amen. Hallelujah. Even when you don't want to, be kind, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Even when you don't feel like it, be kind, amen. Not because you want to, but because of what? Because God told you to do it, amen. I'm obeying the word of God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen. Mm-hmm. Be kind one to another. Read on.
Tender-hearted, forgiving one another.
Be tender and forget. What does that be? Do what? Forgiving one another. We need to start forgiving one another. Forgive that husband for what he did to you. Don't keep holding that against him. Forgive him. Yeah, he messed up, but forgive him. Mm-hmm. Forgive that wife for messing up. Forgive him. You walk around unmarried and left your husband because he messed up one time. Well, when you get married to the next one, he going to mess up one time. Praise God. Are y'all with me here on what I'm trying to say? Amen. Amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't perfect yourself.
Amen.
And you expect for somebody else to be perfect when you're not perfect yourself.
That's right.
Only God is perfect. Amen. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to have perfection, our perfection is going to have to come through the word of God. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? I did. We don't finish that up. We got to quit. Even as God has forgiven you. We don't. God has forgiven you for Christ's sake. You see, what you're doing now, you're going to forgive those people for Christ's sake, not for your own. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to have no bitterness in you. You don't want to be upset. You don't want to be drove. You don't want to have that thing driving you, amen. Rather than you having control of it, it's driving you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Stop letting the thing control you. God sent us Jesus to deliver us from all of this stuff, amen.
Right.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
And you can be delivered today, amen. If you accept Jesus, if you accept forgiveness from Jesus, amen, and Jesus will accept forgiveness for you, and amen, we can exchange this thing today, amen. You give up your sins, amen, and forgive, and then Jesus will forgive you your sins. If you forgive somebody else's sin, Jesus will forgive you your sins, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you can't forgive somebody, how can you expect God to forgive you? I'm talking about a root of bitterness today, amen.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing on the root of bitterness, amen. People who have that root of bitterness, they're presumptuous. They presume a lot of stuff, amen. It's not right, but they presume a lot of things. They're presumptuous, amen.
Amen.
Amen. They're thinking wrong all the time. Their view of salvation, amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And their view of salvation, amen, with the wrong view, amen. They will think that they can do evil and good don't come. They think they can go out there and lay up all night long and have sex with whoever they want to have with and cuss folks out and do wrong to everybody. They think they can go out there and do all that, and yet they think they're still going to be saved. You see, they're presumptuous people. And even when they know it's not right, amen. So you're just presuming that you want to be saved. And just because, amen, you're in the church don't mean that judgment still ain't going to fall on you, amen. For the wrong that you do, that's consequences to sin. Consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. If you got some bitterness in your life, amen. Sister Rollins, amen, today, amen. Thank God for Sister Rollins from Florida, amen. Thank y'all for being on today. God bless my classmates, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, somebody want to be saved from this today, amen. I got to quit. I could go on. Somebody want to be saved today. Amen. Praise God. You know you've been in sin. You know you've done wrong. You know if you die today, you'll be on the way of hell. You need to get it right today. Hallelujah. You need to get it right today. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to get it right today. You need to repent today. Amen. If you're online or wherever you are, if you know that's you today, you need to say, I want to be saved. That's all you have to do. If you're online, just say, I want to be saved. Because that's me. I want to be delivered from this bitterness because that's me today. Amen. And we all got some bitterness in us. I know some of us try to act like we don't. How you know a person got bitterness? When they talk about something, they talk about the experience all the time, what happened to them in the past. When they're always talking about it all the time, they ain't over it. Because if you had been over it, you wouldn't talk about it all the time. Amen. So you got some bitterness in you, too.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Reason you talk about it because that was the thing that hurt you. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about your pain all the time. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you ain't got over it yet. Because once the pain gone, you don't feel it no more, amen.
Right.
Once you've been healed of it, once that sore been healed, it's just normal, just like everything else. But if you're going to keep on bringing it up and talking about it all the time, you need to be healed too.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Father God, thank you. Father God, thank you today, Lord, for delivering my brothers and my sisters, Lord, and all that's on this line from this pain, from this hurt, from the bitterness of life, oh Lord. Father, I'm asking, Lord, that the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it move in their life today, Lord. May it bring clarity in their life, and may they be healed, and may they be set apart, may they be, oh, may they be sanctified, oh Lord. And oh Lord, that you forgive them, Lord, even as they forgive others, oh Lord. You said, Lord, forgive us of our debts, oh Lord, even as we forgive others, oh Lord, our debtors, Lord. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from the evil, Lord. Thou art the power and the glory and the kingdom forever in Jesus' name. And y'all be blessed in Jesus' name today. Thank all of you on Facebook. Amen. If you'd like to donate something to us, amen, you can donate by on carechurchinc@gmail.com. We have PayPal and Cash App. PayPal and Cash App at carechurchinc@gmail.com. Anything that you send, we will appreciate it. And for all of you who are members of the church, amen, you can send your tithes and offering that way of the same. Just because, amen, we are open here, whether you are here or not, we are still open. Amen. And we are here.
Yes.
Amen. And bills still continue to go on. Light bills still do. Water bill do. Amen. Rent too. Amen. Amen. Pastor Nita, you pair of shoes, all that kind of stuff. Amen. And so whatever you're going to send it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless y'all and keep y'all. Amen. We'll see y'all Wednesday on the line. And we see you tonight at 5 o'clock, amen.
5 o'clock.
Brother Prevost, tonight at 5 o'clock on the Care Network is 516-666-9967. Amen. Come and join in. I don't know what the topic gonna be tonight, but praise God. Bring your topic if you don't have one. You can bring one. You can suggest one, and the next week they can deal with that topic that you're gonna have. What is it, Brother Prevost?
Actually, you kind of stole it this morning with the where you stole my scripture. It's can you forgive and forget?
He said forgive and forget. It's going to be the topic for tonight. Amen. So come in. Let's forgive and let's forget it. Amen. I know somebody might say, well, I can forgive, but I can't forget. But we got to forget it.
What
amen.
That Bible
says. Amen. God said he threw your sin away from you as far as the east is from the west. That means you can't find it no more. Amen. Any testimonies online today before we go?
First, giving honor to God, Pastor, First Lady. I thank the Lord for another day. I thank the Lord for my teacher. I'm getting ready to do
it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Trouble in the land.
Trouble in the land.
They're not going to stop.
Yes.
They don't stop.
Yes.
Take time to get more learning.
Thank you, Jesus.
To make it.
Amen.
Thank
for me, as I pray for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. That's Brother Tommy. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else got something they want to say today?
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Give honor to God. Pastor Page. And Sister Page, and all those that's on the line today, my baby, I give honor to her. Just thank God for what's going on with my boy Jairus. He's improving every day. Those that have been on the line praying for him with me. He was in a coma for 2 months, sleep for 2 months. That's a long nap. But God woke him up, and I keep getting reports and hearing that he's improving every single day. He's getting better. He's going to make a full recovery. So I just thank God when the doctor gave up on him, just thank God for faith that his family didn't. And prayers of the righteous availeth much. And thank God for the lesson on today, bitterness. You know, we had a marriage this past week of our line about marriage, and bitterness will break up a marriage. And it's a lot of people married today still bitter with one another. And don't forgive their husband, don't forgive their wife. And so, and as a result, marriage crumbled. And so thank God for Pastor Page brought that out today. There's just so many things that in a marriage, and you could become bitter, and people get offended when you ain't even talking to them. People get offended when the whatever subject that you own, it ain't even about them, and you get offended. That's something's wrong there. And so we thank God for, I thank God for Pastor Page bringing that out today. That's why you heard me saying amen. And that we got to get over some bitterness. You know, like you said, we all had it. And we, and some of us still do have it. And so I thank God we got to be self-checked and admit things to ourselves. And so I thank God for the word on today and give God praise for it on today in Jesus' name. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else? Amen. If there's no one else, then we're going to pray. We'll see y'all later. Amen. Thank God for everybody tuning in. Father God, we're thankful for the word, Lord. Ask the word, do what you sent it to do, Lord. May it accomplish all the things you sent it to do. May the yokes be broken and may burdens be removed, O Lord, and off the necks and of the people, Lord. And Lord, may they get liberty. May they be get liberty, Lord. May they gain freedom, Lord, through your word. And we give praise for blessing them, all that's on the line. And we give praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank y'all for being on. Amen.
When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing
my God, how great thou art.